This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
Fightful's The Hump with
Jimmy Van
and
Sean Ross Sapp.
Fightful.com.
I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you. What's up, you guys? It's Sean Rossap. It's The Hump. How you guys doing? Jimmy, how are you?
So I have to say, once again, I'm in a rural area with satellite internet. You're blurry, but I don't know if it's on my end.
There we go.
Okay.
It'll work. I need a new webcam. That'll be expensed now, Jimmy.
Yeah. Oh, because it would have been otherwise. Yeah. But so it's cloudy here. So if I have like shitty connection today, I can't help it. I'm in a rural little town now. But it's good to see you, Sean Rossap. Got a big show coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it is big. Not doing the live show this time. I was like, you know what? I haven't quite gotten back into the full traveling schedule and the like. But yeah, I'm going to miss seeing some friends there. Our good friend Maggie is going.
We have
our friend Shirley, who is doing media for us on Friday. So that should be fun. But yeah, lots of good stuff en route.
Good. Now, I don't dislike London, but it's very, very expensive.
Yeah, it is.
So with all due respect to people living there, if I had to choose, I would rather go to a different city in Europe. Just because it's very expensive, but London's a great town. This is a big time for AEW. I couldn't help but notice Tony Khan's hat today, so we'll have to talk about that. Let's start by talking about All In this weekend. Looks like they're going to be looking at about 50,000 tickets distributed according to WrestleTix, which is really good. Of course, you're going to have people, Sean. Oh, they did 80,000 last year. That's a big drop. People are going to say that, but 50 grand is really good. It's their second time around in the same venue. It's always going to happen when you're doing it in back-to-back years. I think going to Texas next year was a smart move. I know you told me that they didn't necessarily go to Texas because they wanted to go to Wembley. It's because of a scheduling conflict. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was a scheduling conflict, yeah.
Right. But I think getting out of Wembley was smart regardless. And so let's do quick predictions on the card.
I did that today with Stephanie Chase, so you can do them. Yes.
Okay. Well, you tell me if you agree or disagree. So AEW title versus career, Swerve Bryan. I'm going with Bryan, Sean Rossap.
I am too.
Yes, I don't think he's done yet. I don't think he's done yet. I'm going with Bryan Danielson. The crowd will pop for that. AEW women's title, Toni Storm, Mariah May. I'm going with Mariah May.
Yeah, me too. This is a moment that they very clearly, and it's pretty impressive that they knew from before they debuted her, that it was going to lead up to this moment and this coronation. And that's very impressive.
And do you not think her being from England and Tony's from New Zealand, that she's going to get the babyface reaction?
She is. She is going to get it. Yeah, she's going to get a hero's welcome there for sure.
That's very interesting. The American title, MJF Will Ospreay. I'm going with MJF. I know he won the first one, but he just did this whole real American Apollo Creed thing. So I can't see him dropping it so soon after doing this new character. What do you think?
Sorry, who was that one? Ospreay?
I'm picking
MJF.
I'm picking MJ.
Oh no, I think Ospreay wins.
You think Ospreay wins the title?
Oh, it's gotta be him. Yeah, gotta be him.
Okay,
and he'll turn it back to the international title for sure.
Okay, I just figured because MJF is doing this whole Apollo Creed thing all of a sudden that they're going to keep that going. But yeah. All right, Jack Perry, Darby Allin, TNT title. It's got to be Jack Perry because he just made a new title belt.
I don't think so. So Fightful
no?
Select. I don't think so because it also fits Darby. Like having that title belt kind of,
you know what? You're
Darby.
Right. You're right.
The and black Fightful and the Select blood reported, splash, yeah. Fightful Select, best $5 in the business today, reported that Sting is at least told people he was headed to London. Don't know what for, but interesting there.
Interesting. So you got Darby winning it.
Yeah, I do. I think so. I think so.
Okay. All right. TBS title, Mercedes Britt. Mercedes retains.
Yeah, Mercedes is winning there.
Think so too. FTW title, Chris Jericho versus Hook. I'll be honest, I don't really care about the FTW title. If I got to pick somebody, I'll pick Jericho just because he's got people to back him up. But Jericho retains. What do you think? That could go either way.
Oh no, it's got to be Hook. I am Nick so Hookman's. Over Jericho, and yeah. I think Jericho should move to the tag or trios division.
Did you see his commentary about? They're saying retire, and he doesn't give a shit. Did you see that?
Yeah, certainly did.
Yeah, whatever. Good for him. AEW tag titles, Triple Threat, Young Bucks, FTR acclaimed. Young Bucks retained just because of their characters.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm. I think so. And yeah, I just think that's the right way to go. And they need to defend those titles more.
And then the trios titles, the Patriarchy, Bang Bang Gang, House of Black, and a wild card. For me, it depends on the wild card team. They're going to determine it on Collision on Saturday. Do you have any guesses on who the wild card team is going to be?
I would like for it to be like the Hurt Business, like MVP, Lashley, and Shelton. Wow. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Wow.
But it wouldn't surprise me to see it be Kip Sabian and Grizzled Young Vets, because Kip Sabian has been involved with like Nick Wayne and Christian a little bit lately.
Right, right. Okay, very interesting. Who are you picking in that one?
I'm going to go with whatever new team there is.
The wild
whatever
team.
New team there is. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And then the Gauntlet Casino for a future title shot. I believe they've only announced Orange Cassidy for it.
Oh, they're going to load it up, buddy. So, they are loading it up. I think you're going to see Hangman, Okada. I think Ricochet, if Jay White is ready, I think he's going to be in there. That's who I think is going to be in there. And I think Hangman ends up winning.
So my question next for you was going to be about surprises. So you've already mentioned Ricochet. Do you have any predictions on any additional surprises? You mentioned Sting potentially.
I don't think Sting. No, he's had his last match. But I think it wouldn't surprise me to see like a Paul White or a Nigel McGuinness or somebody who is on the roster but isn't actively on the roster, because you can sort of scoot in and scoot out of that.
Right. Now, I don't just mean the Casino Gauntlet. I mean the show in general. Like, are there any other...
Oh, the show in general. Yeah, I think Sting would probably pop up. Jamie Hayter, as KE775 says, is she returning this Sunday? I believe she will. I think so. That's what I'm expecting.
Okay. Well, it's going to be very interesting. The matches for me, you know, I've always been more into the compelling stories and characters than the in-ring. And so for me, Brian Swerve and Tony Maria, those are the two matches that I'm most interested in. Because Brian career versus title, and Mariah Tony, this has been a very long-standing story between those two. So those I find very interesting. Now, the other big piece of news. Sir, do you want to get to Super Chats?
I want to get to Super Chats. Yes, we are on a strict time limit today.
Right.
Will Ricochet debut a day all in Motor City Machine Guns update? I have no Motor City Machine Guns updates. I just want to make that clear. Ricochet, I expect him to. I don't know that he will, but I definitely expect him to. Percentage chance that Becky shows up at All In and Megan Bain update. I don't have a Megan Bain update. She's still working indies. I would say about a 15% chance that Becky shows up, because, you know, anything can happen. Anything can happen. SRS turning 1400. He looks so young. It's that skincare routine. Darren Walker says, SRS, no Dynamite spoilers, please. Watch at 1 a.m. on Triller like I do every week. Do you know why Triller isn't broadcasting it live? It would have had to have been some sort of live broadcast agreement with somebody else that prevented it. Otherwise, I think that they would probably do that for sure. BL says, Jimmy looking less mob boss today. Lighting helps.
No, I got my old setup back. Finally, I have my old setup with my desktop. And so now I'm looking a little bit more normal, at least as normal as I can get.
And QT Marshall Mathers has sent a humper chat. Big thank you for that, saying, flying out Friday morning for my third all-in. After that, I will be in the Swiss Alps, not giving an F about the reaction to it online. Great time to be a wrestling fan. Best buffet ever. Now you don't you want to grow up to be just like me? Nice little Eminem reference there. Yeah, I mean, listen, what I would encourage people to do is not give the bad faith grifters the breath, whether it be WWE, AEW, any of that stuff. Even if you consider some of those bad faith grifters, people on our staff or whatever, it's just like, don't do it. It's not worth it. Enjoy what you enjoy. You can have your passionate opinions, but man.
Brings a tear to my eye hearing you talk like that, Sean.
At no point did I argue with people over what wrestling they liked, Jimmy. At no point ever was I in somebody's quote tweets or replies saying, "You idiot, you don't like AEW." I mean, that's the reputation, but that just never, I don't do that. I don't care about that.
Yeah, I just
you can think to... you can think the NWA is the best wrestling in the world, and I will not give a shit about
it. And that. Some do. Yeah, and some do. No, when it comes to social media negativity, I just avoid it. You know, I just ignore it.
People, I had somebody say, "Why don't you go after Raj Giri and Eric Bischoff?" Well, they leave me alone, man. That's it. Those guys leave me alone. They're very respectful to me. But when people target me, they go at them a little bit.
By the way, I want to mention Maggie in the chat said, "Show us the painting behind you." I can't do it just because it'll screw up my webcam, but it's the classic Muhammad Ali Sonny Liston shot.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what we should show Maggie, the money and expense some of her trip, Jimmy. That's what I think we should do. Since I'm not going, I say we chip away at Maggie's. And you're too nice of a guy and Maggie's too nice of a girl for you to say no now. So there you go.
I do say yes too much, don't I?
Yeah. Yeah. K775 says, regarding Rhonda's comment about being bitter, the Becky one-on-one match never happened. Didn't you report in late 2022? Becky wasn't bothered. The match didn't happen at Mania 2023. Yes, I absolutely did report that. Yes, she was not bothered by that. I think by that point, she was ready to move on and realize that the ship, I wouldn't say the ship had sailed, but the larger interest in that match had subsided. And she wanted to do other stuff. And that's what she did. And man, Becky really earned her time off and is really enjoying it.
I hear that Rhonda's Reddit AMA went sideways.
Yeah, of course it did. Of course it did. Yeah. You can't say the type of thing that she said and expect people to forget about it and not make an apology of any sort. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, you'll have people say, "Oh, well, you can't hate on them for saying." Yeah. I mean, listen, I do not owe anybody like, "Oh, you know what? I'll give them a thumbs up on that just because their manager released a comment." No, she's an adult. She can say, "Man, that was really ill-advised. I should not have said that." And a good example, Hulk Hogan had people say, "Why are you still mad at Hulk Hogan for something that he said years ago?" Because the people that I talked to that were in the company that had reason more than anyone to be offended, many of them spoke with me in later years and said, "We don't mess with him. We don't mess with him." And then he showed his true colors again.
I saw that. That was so disappointing.
And I am not the type of person that believes that someone's entire career, life, livelihood should be ruined over any specific comments. If they can learn, grow from it, make amends, all that stuff. I think that that's like, I saw an MMA situation where somebody goes, "Oh my gosh, these fighters need to make a statement about this person they trained with." Why? They didn't do the heinous shit. They didn't, they ain't got to do that.
Right.
But like Rhonda should just say, "I'm sorry. It hurt a lot of people." I'm sure it affected people. She was one of the most visible athletes in the world saying that about children who died. It's unreal. Tim McFall says, "I hadn't thought about it until Sean mentioned him, but if Brian's going to win, Nigel winning the gauntlet and challenging him at All Out could be fun." Honestly, that could be kind of fun. I don't know that they'll do that. I think that, I mean, it'd be very cool.
But, do you remember the headbutt sequences that they did in Ring of Honor?
Yeah, of
course. No more of that. Yeah.
Man. And then RJ Suburb says, "If 2024 was the year of the contract, the previous three dominated with Punk news. Rec spec of what 2025 will be the year of. Thanks for Fightful." As popular and as hot as I think wrestling is now, I think with Raw on Netflix, SmackDown on USA, an AEW getting a new WBD deal, which we are about to talk about. And not only that, my hope is that AEW consolidates some of their program and gets it off Friday and Saturday, moves it on to Thursday. I think we have an even hotter actual content wrestling year. You don't have to work towards a deal anymore. You got your money. Put some asses in seats for everybody now. That's what I'm thinking. I think that next year will actually be more of an on-screen interest year.
I think Raw is going to blow up on Netflix. I saw Logan Paul. I can't recall who the guest was. Might have been Dominic. And Logan Paul said Raw's going to skyrocket. I don't know about skyrocket, but they're definitely going to see an increase in viewership on Netflix, I think, for sure.
Yeah.
SmackDown's going to go the other way on USA, but Raw is going to see an increase in viewership. And you know what? Maybe because of the increase Raw gets, that will piggyback SmackDown into better numbers on USA. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I also, this is a bit of a bold prediction, Sean. I'm going to say Vince McMahon gets convicted in 2025.
You know what? Yeah, I think so too.
Mm-hmm. Those are my two things for 2025.
We have a few more Humper chats. Pat Faruga says, will Hulk Hogan be re-suspended from the Hall of Fame? Any predictions? Hall of Fame predictions for 2025? No, he was never suspended from the Hall of Fame. But, and he says, besides Apter, of course, I would love Bill Apter to go into the Hall of Fame. Instrumental in my life and my career. I think Jazz maybe goes in. If I were WWE, I'd put Demolition in as well. I think it's time, you know, the old regime is out.
Mm-hmm.
Put those guys in. Anybody you're thinking of?
I mean, they never did get around to Batista. You know, he was in there, and then they pulled him out. So he should always be there. And then I guess the other one is Cena. Although I saw Cena in an interview, might have been with Denise, maybe. In an interview, he said he didn't want to go in while he was an active talent, and he's retiring next year. So I don't know. Maybe Cena. Let me ask you this, Sean. Sorry to cut you off. Let me ask you this. Because they now do the Hall of Fame after SmackDown, do you think it'd be beneficial to cut it down to like three instead of like five?
I mean, they already had scaled it back quite a bit.
They did a little bit, yeah.
But man, I haven't watched Hall of Fame in so many years at this point.
Oh, really? Like,
and I know that they scaled back the length of the speeches. Like, I wouldn't be able to tell you who the hell is even in it the last few years. Paul Heyman, Bull Nakano.
Yeah,
Heyman was
great, yeah.
Yeah, Heyman's a big name. Then they did Rey Mysterio the year before. And, of course, he's still in the company. But, I mean, they were doing five in 2022 and 2023. I wish they would bring back the legacy inductees. Like, that's what I really liked that they did that. Mm-hmm. But I think they'll keep it around five.
Somebody said the Midnight Express. That's a good one, too.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Bobby White says, I know the show's right now. Do you think they should have a women's casino battle royal for All In or All Out? I think it'd be awesome. Don't know why AEW doesn't do it for returning talent, current, and maybe some cool debuts. Megan Bain, maybe. I think they should do that on something like All Out or Arthur Ashe to add some interest to those shows. That's what I think is important to do.
They've already got nine matches scheduled for All In.
I think so, 10 now. 10.
What's the other one?
I don't know what's the other one. You just said not. What the hell am I supposed to know?
No, well, I got nine on my list. But anyway, the point is, I don't think adding another one to All In is the way to go.
Yeah, they got 10 announced on the Wikipedia right now.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. But yes, I do think they should do that, but not necessarily that day. Do you think Cody and Roman might hit Raw when Raw or might go to Raw when they move to Netflix? I think they'll appear. I think they'll almost certainly be on the first episode. And I'll have some more on that on FightfulSelect.com next week on the first episode of Netflix. But I think it's possible that we end up seeing them over there. I don't know about full time, but remember, Roman is technically a free agent. Like, he's not on the SmackDown roster.
Randy just showed up on Raw for, you know, seemingly no reason.
Yeah,
they go back and forth when this whole brand extension, strict brand extension, isn't quite the same now. So absolutely.
Well, I think you're definitely much more likely to see talent pop up on Raw these days because USA gets to keep it an extra 3 months and they're keeping USA in the WWE family.
Right.
They don't have a great motivation to load up SmackDown that much. But
right.
We do have something I want to address. New Lack City says, why is there so much secrecy or misinformation regarding Ricky Starks? why can't they partly say he signed or he's not? Weirdest and most annoying relationship of company wrestler. Also headed to London tomorrow. I'm pumped. No Blue Chew. But okay, here's how that works. I've spoken to Ricky Starks before. I've spoken to his management before. They don't speak on his contract status. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, they don't tell anybody. I'm telling you, those two don't tell anybody. And I've always asked, I've always reached out, not been given that info. Now, I know that some people had put out, well, maybe he was out of contract or maybe it was up in July. I don't have information one way or another, but here's where I would find that hard to believe. Why would AEW keep that secret from anybody? Why would they keep a secret for WWE with all that's going on with the Lucha Brothers? Why would they leave him on their roster page? Why would that not get leaked to me or Meltzer or anybody for that matter? It's that I don't believe that to be the case. And specifically, one thing that I had been told is that largely Ricky Starks' information that gets out there is rarely true unless it comes directly from that group of people. But yeah, AEW also doesn't comment usually on contract statuses. Sometimes Tony does. Sometimes mm-hmm. Tony does.
And what about the report on Fightful Select about, and I know this is all presumptuous or whatever, but the idea that Ricky Starks, NXT is interested in him if he becomes available. You'd posted that on Select.
I'm sure they would. I didn't. Corey posted.
Oh, okay.
I have not heard anything resembling that.
Okay.
Crazy 101 says, would Swerve versus Hangman be at light or be lights out for All Out? It should be. I think that'd be very cool to do that. They hadn't done that in a while, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. So long as they don't try a dark match. Remember that?
Oh, boy. Yes, I do. JM Melagrito says, NXT is so hot. Best wrestling show right now. Hey, if you feel that way, my friend.
You know what? Again, it's subjective. But again, for me, they need to get out of that building, and they're going to be come the CW deal, at least temporarily, and that's good news because they need to. Yeah. They need to get into different venues.
Could I see Mustafa Ali at All In or All Out? Possibly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, when I asked him, he said that he was done with TNA for the moment. But I think he'd be a good addition to the Casino Gauntlet as well. And Cupcake says, do you see AEW ever doing a Royal Rumble type event? I see them doing a Casino Gauntlet type of thing. Now, for those that don't know, here are the rules of the Casino Gauntlet. Two people start, and the first pinfall or submission is the end of the match. So ideally, or realistically, it could end very quickly. If they did it on pay-per-view, you could say, well, after a minimum of so many entrants. They really established that as their match. Like they tried to get Casino Ladder Match going mm-hmm. and Casino Battle Royal, but ultimately Casino Battle Royal seems like a Royal Rumble. This, way different, and I really, really liked it.
And because it's, you know, predetermined, they can, you know, if they wanted to do it on pay-per-view, they can just let it last through 20 guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah. John Taylor says, no question, just showing some love to Sean, Receipt, Sap, and Fightful. The best and most accurate in the game. See, that's the thing. Like, there are so many people that are like, Sean will jump in your DMs if you disagree with him about wrestling. No, if you were a fucking dick about me or to me, I'm going to quote tweet it and highlight you being wrong very publicly. One of which, Jimmy, a thing that I saw a lot of after our WBD AEW report, I saw, why would WBD talk to Dirt Sheets? And I'm like, why do you all think this is like some difficult thing? Now, I was that person 14 years ago, and Justin Labar probably wouldn't tell you because he's a nice guy, but I was like that to him. I was like, man,
Were you really?
Oh my God. Yeah. I had no media literacy, Jimmy.
Right.
I was not back in college, anything like that. So I was like, I had no media literacy, and he reached out to me and he's like, man, why are you doing this? And he's like, you're talented. You're doing good work. Just keep doing that. He's like, but if you need me to prove it, I will. And I said, you know what? No, you just being willing to prove it was fine. And he wasn't going to out any sources because we don't do that. But Jimmy, you on a firsthand basis know that I have at least half a dozen WBD contacts. Mm-hmm. And this isn't like a Sean told him thing. It's like a Jimmy has seen the physical WBD email addresses associated with these. It's not when you've got millions of people visiting your site and you got 300,000 Twitter followers, yes, they're going to establish a relationship with you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They've established a relationship with a bunch of media. If you get a press release from them, you've got a relationship with them. Mm-hmm. So I just, and my thing is, like, I hate to say, oh, well, you don't know how this job works, but I don't, listen, I don't know how to manage a McDonald's. I don't know how to run the computers at a logistics place. I don't know how to, you know, I don't know how to do payroll at a Quick Stop. I don't know how to do that. And if somebody was like, hey, go do this or tell me how to do it, I'd be like, man, you're shit out of luck. I don't have an answer. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
For you. That is out of my wheelhouse. I don't know how to do it.
Why do people even care? Is it because they just don't want to see AEW get a big new deal? Is that what it is?
Well, I mean that, and specifically when it's about me, it's because people are just assholes and then they believe they should be able to say whatever they want and not get checked. And as it turns out, Jimmy, you don't get that mad when I check people. So it's not like I have anybody to answer to there.
But so I love it when you post the follow me screenshot. I like that. So because it's quick and quiet is better than going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So whenever Sean posts a screenshot of somebody being an ass to him and they just show the follows me because they follow Sean, I like that. Because when you post that, there's no retort.
You know there's what I mean? I only follow you for wrestling news. And I'm like, well, Fightful's got all that without me being loud, obnoxious or anything. But for the story yesterday, it is important to note we don't have the figures of like what the thing is now, but I have been told AEW has an offer in their hands, and the previous offers were double what they're making.
Right. Yeah. So Tony was on Barstool Wrestling today as we're doing this on the 21st. He was wearing an HBO Max hat, which is what I use for the thumbnail for this. And you and I talked about this last week. So I talked to Brandon Thurston from WrestleNomics about this stuff because he really knows, right?
Yes, he does.
And I asked him a few weeks ago or even longer, what's the projected current numbers for AEW? Because before they brought Collision in, it had been kind of public what they were making. I think it was like $60 million a year. But when they added Collision, they didn't announce the terms. So I'd asked Brandon to the best of his ability, and he thinks that they're making somewhere around $75 million a year currently on their current deal. That means that if they get double their current deal on a new contract, that's $150 million a year. which is right in line with what I predicted this whole time. Remember when we talked about it on this podcast, 150 a year was about my ballpark. I think that's going to include streaming. I think that'll include next day. I think it might even include pay-per-view rights. But that's what they're looking at. Here's a question I have for you, Sean.
And hold on, before you get into that, I feel like that is important to note, that me being told by sources very close to the situation they were offered double, I made sure to establish, well, what does that include? Does that include their current package, or does that include plus library, plus next day streaming, plus pay-per-view? That's why it's very hard to predict what their number would even be, because their package, even if all-inclusive, could still leave some stuff out. Like, WBD doesn't have the ROH stuff right now.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, if you look at WWE, right? I mean, Hulu had the next day rights. Peacock had the streaming rights. So they had all these different partners. I feel my gut tells me AEW is going to be going all in with WBD, and I feel like it's going to be an all-encompassing deal. We'll see what happens. What I want to know about, and if you have any inkling about this, is term. Because I assume AEW is probably looking for 5 years.
That's what I assume.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if WBD wants to go a little lower, just because AEW has been declining in popularity, and this is a pretty big investment. So I wonder if WBD looks for 3 years. I'm assuming Tony probably wants 5. I'll be interested what happens with that. But either way, you know what's going to happen. Those who engagement farm predicting the death of AEW,
sure,
it's going to be a very sad day for them, because they're going to get that number.
So their original deal was week to week. Then they got the multi-year deal with the option years, and AEW got those picked up. I would imagine it'd be 3 with an option for 2. And to your point, like, Jimmy, 5 years ago, we did this show and we were sitting here saying, can you believe that these guys did 10,000 outside of WWE?
Yes.
Can you believe? And do they have their faults? Of course. Attendance should be up. Viewership should be higher. But to act like a company that has done this year a number of shows over 10,000, when the base and the heart of this company existing was, oh my God, can you believe they did 10,000 for a one-off, holy crap, can you believe it show? And they're about to do 50,000. And is it 80? No, it isn't. It absolutely isn't. But 50,000. Mm-hmm. Imagine we said that 5 years ago, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true. It's insane. It's insane. On their second TV deal.
And you have to remember, for one thing, and I mean no disrespect to some of the talent, they took a lot of guys who are virtual unknowns when it comes to national television and put them on national television. They took people who had left WWE for one reason or another, made them kind of the focal point. Some of the guys they utilized were cast off, Sean, and they became what they became. You definitely have to give them props for that. Whether you hate AEW or not, you have to give them props for that. They're still typically top 3 on Wednesday nights still.
Yes.
And there's value in that. So you can say what you want about Collision and say what you want about Rampage and even Dynamite. Sure, they're down year over year, but they're still top 3 and there's value in that, and they're going to get paid. And if people don't like it, I mean, hey, they're going to get paid.
They have provided a domestic alternative.
Yes.
And in many ways pressured WWE into signing people that they would have dragged their feet on.
And for more money.
For more money and pressured WWE into partnerships that they wouldn't normally ever attempt to maintain. It has been very, very good for the wrestling industry all around.
Yes, I agree. It has. And sometimes I think, again, people don't put themselves in the shoes of the wrestler because they just want to hate. You know, these wrestlers, if there's no AEW, most of these people do not have full-time employment. They don't. Great. WWE would take some of them, but they sure as hell aren't going to take them all. And like, I agree. It's been good for the industry. It gives the wrestlers options. It gives them more leverage. It's healthy for the business. And if you don't like it, don't watch it.
Look at where we were. I wouldn't even say 5 years ago, because ROH retained Cody and the Bucks. I think that they could have worked out something pretty special, but, you talk about 2016, 2017, woof. It was pretty bad. We have some super chats, humper chats to get to. But first, I want you guys to hear from our sponsor, BetOnline. Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about BetOnline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by BetOnline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. BetOnline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. Check them out, guys. They have their odds up for All In now, and they will have some prop odds as well. Ricardo wants the reverse screw job because Birdie is so selfish. Stephanie Chase on our preview show brought up a good point. What if his son wants them to keep wrestling? How does he just disregard, like, how does he choose here?
Well, he's going to have neck surgery, yeah? Later this year?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess we'll see. Brian comes to me. He comes off to me. I don't know him at all. Comes off to me as just a very upstanding guy who sticks to his word. And if he says he's done this year, he's done this year. But that doesn't mean he's done August.
Kenny G says, AEW has grown over the past 5 years. True or false? This is a loaded question. Grown in what sense? Attendance? No. Pay-per-view buys? Probably. TV viewership? No. Ranking and TV viewership? Yes. Revenue? Yes. General visibility?
Brand awareness.
Yes.
Brand awareness.
Brand awareness, merchandising, any of that stuff? Listen, they ain't done a whole lot in merchandising. They have a lot of things that they could do, but it's a very loaded question. And that is also a thing that bad faith grifters use because they don't like the on-screen content. Well, AEW needs to grow. Well, they're about to grow into a very, very healthy television deal based on the content they provided. Can always be better. You can always feel how you feel about the subjective entertainment, and I'll never fault anybody for that. Mm-hmm. But
yeah. And WWE's not perfect by any means. You know what I mean? Sure. Like what's Jey Uso been doing the last couple months? Right? Guy's like one of the hottest guys on the roster. He's not doing anything. So the WWE's not perfect. But if you don't like AEW, if you don't like Tony Khan, that's fine. But when they sign a new deal for a projected $150 million, whatever it is, you have to at least say that's an impressive thing to happen, man, for this young company.
SRS, is there a backstory to your troll voice? Yeah, make it as nerdy as possible. Pineapple says, Bandito on Instagram teased appearing at the All In Gauntlet. What percentage chance it happens? Guy's been a huge miss since his injury. I'd say there's a pretty good chance. If you have to put a percentage on it, I'm going to say 55. I think there's a good chance it happens. But yeah, I would like to see him back. Do you think Mercedes is telling the truth on going back to WWE 2023? She said three women's matches. I'm assuming Saraya match gets added. Yeah, I think a Saraya open challenge will get added. Listen, I know that all AEW was operating on the assumption on All In last year that they were going to end up working with Mercedes. That's what their plan was. As far as Mercedes and WWE last year, I don't know. I know one thing. She's very good at making people talk about her interviews. Sometimes she works a little bit of character in there as well. Plausible deniability. She's a very smart woman. But yeah, I would be surprised if she hadn't had talks with them. John Taylor says the bad faith crowd will go WBD overpaid if the number is high, or LOL WWE got way more money if the number isn't WWE level.
Agreed.
Of course
agreed.
They will.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people acting like 50,000 is a bad thing. Man, I'll give you guys a little stroll down memory lane for those that don't remember. John Alba and I used to have a running rib on Twitter where we would say, tarped, they tarped this off, because we would get sent attendance stuff from WWE shows where they had tarped off areas. And I can't tell you how many times I reached out to those people and said, I don't fucking care. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. Do not care. Stop sending me these. It's not that important. I am not a big attendance guy. Now listen, if it's like scary bad, like the company might shut down bad. If 100 people showed up, that would be a problem. And if, you know, 50 to 80,000 show up, that's great. They pack it, they sell it out, they do great, break records. It's fine. I don't have a great need of the tarp stuff. And now we post that and people take it way serious. It's so odd.
They take everything seriously. You know, the funny thing is if they did draw 100 people, but they still ranked number three on Wednesday night, they're fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'd still be fine if the rating was still there, even with 100 people in the building. If the rating was there, they'd still be all right because the business has changed. It's just not a live event business anymore.
Yep. Guys, we have a few more super chats, Humper Chats, and we'll cover probably another topic or two. Got to wrap up a little bit early because I'm interviewing Nick Nemeth today. Bobby says, what's the temp check for Shane McMahon talks with AEW? Would you take the over or under on an appearance at All In? That's a good one. God, I've thought of like 15 names that could be in the gauntlet. Shane McMahon in the gauntlet would be funny.
Really?
It'd be funny. But you know where I really want to see him? Interfering in the tag team ladder match to help out the Young Bucks, Jimmy.
To help the Young Bucks.
Help the Young Bucks.
Really?
To join the Elite.
Is that right? Then Tony'd have to become an on-screen character at that point.
Not necessarily, but, no? but maybe a little bit more than normally.
Because there'd have to be somebody, either you have Tony on the other side, or it'd have to be somebody that's got a connection to Shane, you know, whether it be like a Jericho or whoever the hell. It'd have to be somebody with a connection to Shane.
Yeah. Brokely Hathaway says, apologies as I can't remember your report. Do you think the Ricky Starks and Adam Copeland promo actually hurt Ricky or made Ricky upset? I know he was in a tag team after, but he really hasn't been the same single star since he was in, when he was, or since then. That's what we'll say. He didn't want to be in that tag team. He didn't want to beat Big Bill either. But he never said that it bothered him. I think there was some other stuff surrounding that, like in a match that bothered him. I think, because that's at least when I asked, I was told, no, he wasn't bothered by the promo. But I mean, promo wasn't good that Copeland cut on him. Like, oh boy, he dresses like The Rock and et cetera. Heard that one before. But no, I don't think that made Ricky upset. Kenny G says, fourth ever chat. Ask him if Nemeth will join AEW. Ask Nemeth?
Yeah, that's what it means. Yeah.
I mean, it's a TNA-centric interview, but I can talk to people associated with it and find out if he's been considered or has had those talks. But before we wrap up, Jimmy, we have Matt Hennessy with a monster super chat. Says, WWE and AEW fans may not like to hear this, but the companies need each other. Triple H needs TK to push him and be a better booker. Tony Khan needs Triple H to push him to be a better booker. Talent jumping back and forth is a good thing. I mean, it's great for our business too. Like next year, I'm looking at things and I'm like, okay, we're going to have different approaches to our scoops. We're going to have a lot more temperature taking because sometimes when there isn't a great free agent crossover necessarily, we go and find out other things. This year has been a big contract year. I don't think there's been a week where I didn't have contract news. Had some this week. Had Randy Orton last week. Got a couple more in WWE next week. I had a bash in Berlin. Like, this is the healthiest it's been as far as a contract situation since 2019. And what happened in 2019? AEW started. Before that, the biggest contract movement we got was 2016, 2017, where WWE was so monotonous and bad that Cody Rhodes, Ryback, Jack Swagger, my God, who else? Bad News Barrett just said, let me go. Let me get out of here. So I'm so glad that 8 years later, after we started Fightful, we're talking about one company that's doing insane business and has the best creative it's had in probably two decades. And then another company that is 5 years old on a little bit of a downslide, but is about to get a healthy TV deal. I'm glad that we're in that position, Jimmy.
And I definitely agree that having AEW around pushes Hunter to do better. And even when Vince was still there, WWE started getting better in terms of the quality of the product when AEW came around. So it definitely helps having competition to kind of keep you on your toes. Sean, I want to ask you about a funny little report that I read. Just to get your thoughts, and I'm not going to say confirm or deny or what have you heard. I just want to get your thoughts because I found it kind of funny. So Mike Johnson of PW Insider did a Q&A, And as part of that, he said that Triple H pays attention to what the audience wants, to the extent that many times in Gorilla, he'll be scrolling through Twitter during the broadcasts. And I found that funny because I thought about that promo. You know the promo, Sean, where Hunter in the ring was making fun of people on Twitter. And, oh, you know, we don't want to upset the people on Twitter because they're going to post whatever. He is clearly active on Twitter. And I'm not saying because of the PW Insider report. You see the post by Hunter.
Yeah. That was one of the most ill-advised promos that, even if it was in character, it was in character. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
And guess what happened? A lot of people and their friend Mark stopped watching.
Yeah. And his friend Mark. That's right. That's right.
I mean, I think the viewership is half now what it was then from like 10 years ago. Now, granted, there's a lot of elements that are associated with that.
Yeah.
And in a year, we're not going to be talking about raw numbers at all because we're not going to have them. They're not going to be out there. But and I had people say, oh, Betty's got a burner. Everybody I talked to was like, you see the stuff that man accidentally likes. He's using his actual profile.
Right.
Like he's not hiding behind something. He doesn't have a burner from what I understand. So
isn't it interesting how the business has changed with that respect, that the guy in charge is reportedly in Gorilla going through social media, because it matters. And when you think about, sure, social media is toxic and tribalism and all of that, but you know the power of social media. Look what happened with Cody at WrestleMania, right? That was like a viral campaign that got him back into the main event. So at least Hunter has the wherewithal, because Vincent Mann sure as hell wouldn't do that, you know?
Yeah, so. And listen, I think a lot of that comes back to sort of the thing I brought up earlier where people are like, why would WBD actually talk to a dirt sheet guy? And I'm like, things have changed, guys.
Yes,
like,
things have changed.
Yep. Just because there's some psychopaths on the World Wide Web that, you know, obsess over wrestling media and the opinions of people on Twitter.
Yep.
The perception has changed in a lot of ways. It's just, that's the way it is.
Definitely.
Matthew England says, any chance the first Netflix on Raw is a stadium show? Any scoops on the location? No, I don't have any scoops on the location. It wouldn't surprise me to do something like
it'd MSG have to be like day one or something. Yeah. It'd have to be like,
a
day one.
I don't want it to be at MSG because I have booked a trip to New York on Christmas already, paid for it. And I want to go to a December 26th house show badly. And I can't fly to Orlando for World's End or that live event because there's a Bengals game that weekend. So, a couple more super chats and Humper chats before we wrap up. Lab Glass says, got to see Dreamer, Hendry, and more people at a show 120 miles from the Twin Cities. That being said, Earl Hebner for Hall of Fame inducted by Brett. I could see that happen, Jimmy.
He said M-A-W? Was that a typo?
M-A-W. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, Brett's cool with Earl again now, right?
Yeah.
Like they made amends and everything. That's cool. I want to talk a side note about AEW's Canadian rights real quick. And the reason I want to do this is because Michael Higgins asked me this on Twitter and there's a little bit of confusion. So right now in Canada, WWE has the Rogers contract. So Raw and SmackDown air on Rogers Sportsnet, but that's going away in January when WWE moves to Netflix in Canada. So Raw and SmackDown are going to be on Netflix here. So at the same time, Warner Brothers Discovery signed a deal with Rogers. And come January, Warner Brothers brands are going to be on Rogers Television, including HGTV and the Food Network. And so Michael said, so that means AEW is moving to Rogers in January.
Sure.
No. So this is why I wanted to mention it. AEW is not a brand owned by Warner Brothers like those other stations. AEW is a brand that they license. And so AEW might end up with Rogers when their TSN deal expires. But if that happens, they will sign the deal themselves. They will not be going there as part of the Warner Brothers deal. And so I wanted to mention that because some people might be confused thinking that they're part of the lineup that's going to be on Rogers in January.
Thank you for clearing that up. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. I am back tonight for the AEW Dynamite post show. But subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We're going to have news. I'm going to have a lot of scoops and spoilers on Discord this weekend as well. With All In being in Texas next year, Athena versus Mercedes for the AEW Championship. Day Park, I could see that happening. I think it's time to get Athena on AEW TV. They really need to load that up in that sense, especially once you've got an idea of what's happening with Ring of Honor. But I think that's an absolute possibility, and it probably should happen. Two of their top in-ring stars in that capacity.
And they brought her to the Texas announcement. She was there.
Yes.
So
they should feature her. Jimmy, anything else you got before we go?
Yes. I want to ask your opinion on something. I want to ask your opinion on the intergender grappling match that happened last weekend between Gabby Garcia and Craig Jones. To see your thoughts on it. And I want to set it up quickly.
I had no idea it happened.
Oh, you didn't know? Okay. So I want to set it up for anybody that didn't know. So Gabby Garcia, she gets attention because of her size, right? She's 6'2", about 200 pounds, big jacked up girl. She's got a background in MMA and jiu-jitsu. There's a guy named Craig Jones. He's also an MMA fighter and a jiu-jitsu grappler. And he created his own tournament called the Craig Jones Invitational. They did a show in Vegas last weekend. They drew like 15,000 people to the Thomas Mack Center. And they did a legitimate grappling match.
He's one of the greatest grapplers in the world, too.
Well, at the weigh-ins prior to the event, when they did a stare down, he kissed her. And so she wanted to back out, but they went down with it, and he won by submission. He got her in a rear naked choke and won by submission. And I wanted to ask your thoughts on this because I'm not a fan of it. Of intergender fights, legitimate intergender fights.
Yeah.
And the reason is because you're setting a precedence, and you know how promoters are. A promoter is going to try to one up it, and they're going to look at it like, oh shit, they drew 15,000 people. They made money. So maybe now we're going to do an intergender slap fight or something. So I'm not a fan.
I don't have an issue if there's no striking. I have trained when you train MMA, you train with people of the opposite gender all the time.
Okay.
And it's grappling. No problem with it whatsoever.
Okay. I mean, so long as they stick to grappling, I guess, you know, I'm always just worried about precedence, about establishing precedence and some greedy promoter that finds a way to make money or, you know, so that's my biggest issue with it. We got 6 more minutes. So one more question.
No, we don't, Jimmy.
No,
no, we don't. I've been trying to wrap up for 10 minutes so I can get ahead of this.
Okay. I thought you said 3.
You are the worst. Look at this. People says, when SRS wants to dash off and Jimmy says, just one more thing.
Yes. Told me 359.
Yes, that's before I had to make massive fucking edits to this show, Jimmy. Tavion Heights says, or Corey David says, thoughts of Tavion Heights in Noah. I haven't got to watch all of it, but it's good for NXT talent to be doing this. Meet Normus, if I missed your super chat, it isn't listed. Just send it to me. I will read it tonight if possible. But Jimmy, I am forcing you off the air now. Please tune in to the Post Dynamite show tonight. Until next time.
Wait a sec. One more thing.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.